The Bert Show.
Okay, Terry here. I don't even know where to start. Poor little thing. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
So, you have to give everybody the backstory, but I cannot believe this happened to you.
Well, I mean, honestly, there isn't much backstory. It's just what happened. It happened on Monday night.
Okay.
So it's real fresh, really fresh. And I went to bed with my husband. I'm married to my husband. And I wake up like at 2 a.m. He's not in bed, which is not super uncommon. And then I go and I see that the light from the living room is on. And I go in and he is watching, you know, TV. And I didn't notice me. And I stood there. And then there I see that it's a sex tape of him and his ex-wife. And I don't know how to feel about this right now. Mm-hmm. So
what did he say? What was his reaction when he walked in?
He didn't see me. He didn't see me. Because they have a couch. Oh.
And you didn't make a scene? Like,
what?
You didn't make a scene? You just went back to bed?
I was horrified. I was shocked. And I couldn't speak. Didn't know what to say.
And now it's Wednesday, and you've been living with this for over 24 hours now. Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
And he doesn't know that you saw him?
No, I haven't said anything. I don't really know how to act towards him right now. You know, I honestly have no idea what to do. Like, I don't know what this means about our marriage. I don't know if he still, you know, wants to be involved with her or, you know, it really freaks me out. I just have no idea.
I know this is going to sound like it's a total overreaction, but that would totally feel like infidelity to me.
Of course.
I mean, it would feel like I just got cheated on.
Wow, and it's his ex-wife.
It's not the porn part, it's the ex-wife part that would bother me so much. Yeah.
Wow.
Is there any question in your mind when the tape was made? Like, it's not current, right?
No. No, I don't, I'm almost positive it's not current. It was made in our old house. I mean, I recognize that. You know what I mean?
And how long y'all been married now?
We've been married for 2 years.
2 years.
I don't know what to say because I would be different than you.
What would you do?
My reaction would have been different.
It's 2 a.m.
Oh, hell.
You walk out there.
Oh, hell no.
There would have been a huge fight right there then.
I think the knee-jerk reaction for me would have just been to start like, what the F are you doing?
Yeah, it would have been, I would have walked, I would have taken the DVD out or the VHS tape or whatever it was, and I would have taken it out of the machine. I mean, I'm not judging you at all. I'm just saying that I don't know what advice to give you.
I was like literally frozen. I was like, should I be serious about this? Should I have no idea?
I have such a temper that, it would have been a huge fight at the moment. So
what's the statement that this is making? Like, do you know for a fact that he has watched porn before? Like, is that one part of it? And then there's this really...
Not excessively, and I didn't even think about it being, you know, something that he had created ever, you know, because we've never done that. We've never filmed ourselves, so.
I guess I'm curious because, you know, I feel my reaction would have been different. Like, what are you, why are you, have you not confronted him yet? What is it you're afraid of? You know what I mean? Or is there anything you're afraid of?
You know, I'm afraid that he was watching it for reasons, you know, that involve me. You know, obviously, like, you know, if maybe I'm not doing something right in that area of our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if he still wants to be with his ex in that way or in any way. You know, I didn't even think that they were communicating. I don't know if they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they aren't. And if they are, you know, that makes it worse.
How would you characterize your relationship? Like, do you feel like things are good in your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, things are fine. You know, I mean, we're a little both stressed out right now about money, but it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think, you know, I'm fine with it. You know, we're still like, before this, we were, you know, in that area, we were doing fine. You know, not spectacular, but it was fine. And that just, I don't know how to feel about this. What do I think about this? I don't know.
Just disgusting.
I need a cloth to wipe my brow.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show, hi?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
See, first of all, cannot stress out until she talks to him. He loves porn. It's obvious he's watching it. He loves porn watching this because he's in it. Probably is why he's truly watching it, just because it's an ego thing for him.
So you think it has less to do with the ex-wife than it does himself?
Because it's already, I mean, he wouldn't be married to this woman if he didn't love her, trust me. But have they made a sex tape? And if not, I recommend, believe it or not, that they do that. And I would suggest that she just brings it up and say, let's make one, and totally throw him off. And she needs to gain some confidence, or she's really going to mess herself up mentally.
I think there are so few women that could actually, at this point, offer up making a tape after you saw the tape of he and somebody else.
What are you going to be thinking about while you're making that tape?
Not know, you got to overcome things. Did she not know the tape existed in the house?
You have to overcome things?
She didn't know the tape existed at all.
He left her bed to go watch him screw his ex.
I know, but men do this. not all men.
What?
No, all men. No, men. If he's on tape doing this, he's going to watch it because it's him. It has so little to do with the ex-wife. It's about him.
That's so why you think he's like, he wants to watch himself?
Yes. And it's more about him, and obviously because he left her bed. It's him watch. It's an ego thing. That's why she can't take it personally. It's a total ego thing. And if she caters to his ego on some level, if she wants to see where this is going, truly see where this is going, see if he will do it with her.
So, Lori, what you're saying is if you were like her sex therapist, you would say, look, I saw you last night making this video.
I wouldn't say I saw you. I would just approach it from a, let's do this for us. See where he goes with that. See if that's something he's interested in. And then she'll know for sure if it's about the wife, the ex-wife, or about his current wife.
Wow. All right. I want to make a comparison of men's reaction and women's reaction. So, Bert, let's say that you went to bed, and then you woke up and Stacy wasn't there. Okay. And so, Stacy, you know, you walk, just see where she was, and she was, you know, watching a sex tape that she had made with an ex and was sitting there watching it. What would your reaction be? Would you say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything?
Look at Bert's physical reaction.
What would a guy's reaction would
be? Well, first of all, it's making me as nauseous as Jeff's story about that snotty kid yesterday.
Yeah.
But I would just be like, what? It would literally be, what the hell are you doing? And I don't think that there, I wouldn't be able to rationally have a discussion about it at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's,
I would feel like I was just being cheated on.
Yeah, I'm fascinated, and I feel like that would be my reaction, and that would be, but based on her, you know, advice, it's like women just suck it up and just find another way to please your guy.
Play to his ego, she said.
No, you've got to confront him about
this.
No.
Hey, Kim, good morning, you're on Q100.
Good morning, this is the nuttiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
While you're trying to figure out how to tell him or what to do, I would take a copy of this photo to some type of a video store or to a friend, blow up one of those stills, put it in an 8x10 photo, and write a note to him saying that you're staying with your mom, and that's how you tell him.
Let's not be mature about
staying
it.
With
just
your mom.
Take out a billboard on 85 and put it there with a bar over his face so we don't know who he is. I mean, does she have to do that? Or why can't she just sit him down and go, I got to tell you something, what I saw last night?
What do you tell him, though?
You say, I saw you watching a porn that you made with your ex-wife. Why are you watching porn? And B, why are you watching one that you made by yourself with your wife?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think, it seems like either people are saying that you need to be concerned about him or be concerned about her. Like, I'm concerned for her, the fact that she is holding on to this and is trying to figure out how to tell him, because it's like, he's the one that did it. You know, he's the one that's doing this that is...
She has no reason to feel guilty.
If Katie left the bed and was watching her do her ex-girlfriend, are you effing kidding me?
Oh, boy.
There's no way that I would put up with that.
That's a
There's
tough
no
one
way.
To...
There's no way.
Megan, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank
First
you.
Off, I commend her for not saying anything. I would not be calm about it. But I suggest she should make a video. I agree with the first caller. She should make a video with her husband. And then the way to let him know that she knows, dispose of the old video. Throw it away. Burn it for all I care. And then put it in the same case where he found it.
And you're saying... Do all of this without confronting him.
Without ever saying a word.
No, because the next time he puts it in, he'll know. Because it will be in replacement.
Yeah, but if you're going to do all that work, you want the joy of seeing him. Like, that's part of the...
I just don't know.
Why are we protecting him? I don't understand why we're protecting him.
Yeah, why can't she confront him?
Why does he need to be protected? And she bear the brunt of
this knowledge. Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
I agree with the women on the show. I mean, it sounds like, and I don't want to sound insensitive to the caller at all, but stop thinking about his needs right now and think about yours. Obviously, it doesn't matter what anybody calls in and says. If it hurts your feelings, you should definitely approach him. But I completely disagree with the first caller. I mean, if you're married, then the whole point of a marriage is communication. If this is about him wanting to see himself on tape, he doesn't need to go reach under the bed for some dusty sex video with his ex. He needs to be talking to you about it being something that he's interested in wanting to do. And I still think you should confront him, if that's the case, with that. But you need to do what makes you happy, and obviously, unless you get answers, it doesn't sound like you're going to be able to move forward with regards to the way your decision is.
I got to get Tara on because yeah. I think she thinks that this is we're making a bigger deal out of this than it is.
Okay.
Hey, Tara.
No.
Tara?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. My thing is if she's comfortable in her relationship, what's the big deal? And if it's not much of an issue, just take the video and throw it away. I realize it's him with his ex or whatever, but you had a life before you got in the relationship. You're going to have a life after this relationship. So if it's not much of a big deal and you feel like you're going to hurt his feelings, just throw away the video.
Now I understand Jen's poll about how women are more unhappy now than they were before. Yeah. Because what in the hell are you putting up with? I mean, he made the choice to leave your bed. I mean, he consciously made the choice to leave your bed to go watch that tape. It didn't just fumble into his hands. It's like, why didn't he wake her up and take care of business with her instead of having to get up and watch him take care of business with his ex?
But, Terry, you're saying this is her insecurity, not his?
Yeah, to me it is. Maybe watch the video yourself. Maybe his ex-wife is doing
what is wrong with
that
you?
You're not doing.
How can you put this on her?
What is wrong with
you? How can you make her feel?
Awful. I'm sorry. Women are going to hate me.
What'd you say? All women are crazy?
No, all the women are going to hate me and think that I'm crazy. But to me, I mean, I've been married for 15 years. And there's things that my husband, we have watched adult movies together, and he'll be like, why can't, can you do that?
That's a lot different.
But it's a lot different.
But that's not his.
Yeah, not behind your back.
And with his ex.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she should watch it and just get pointers. Maybe that's why she's doing something that she's not. And I know that sounds awful.
It does sound awful. Man. It absolutely sounds awful.
Oh, that is awful.
Out of all the callers we should have put on The Voice Disguiser, she should have been. Terry, I don't even know what you take from all of this, but I mean,
Stand up for yourself,
Terry. Yeah, you got to, like, today, as soon as he walks in the door, saying, we got something to talk about.
I know.
I want to call.
I need to do that.
I want to call Jen's grandmother. Let Dee Dee tell you what to do.
Tell Dee Dee that those things exist.
WWDD.
Would Dee Dee actually, do you think that she would tell you, well, you know what you should do is watch the video and get the pointers, and then what you should do is not tell your husband and make a sex tape with him instead. Give me a break.
Hey, Terry, if there's any update, will you do us a favor and will you email Tracy later on tonight and tell her if you had this conversation with your husband or not?
Okay.
Good luck with that one.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right. Bye.
I feel awful for it. I mean, she didn't really get very solid advice there.
She did talk to him about it.
That's
it. Stand up
That's
for
it.
Yourself. Make your... Yes. Oh, my God. Whatever.
You got one of two options. Either talk to him about it or watch the tape and find out what you're doing wrong.
What is happening?
The Bird Show.